Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What did J.J. Redick do?
He's just a bum.
I mean, I think people are very arrogant and they take some jobs, and this is everywhere. This is not just coaching. They go in there with a type of arrogance and not realizing that they got some growth and there's some things they got to go through to be good at that job. And I think J.J. Redick has done that. He came in like, you know, not even acknowledging that, hey, this is something I got to learn. I got to figure things out and stuff like that. He just, no. So that's probably why we look at him that way. Or you anyway.
I didn't look at him in any way. All I said was he was unqualified for the job, and it's to stop treating him like he's going to be the next Pat Riley. Like,
woo, was treating him like he was going to be the next Pat Riley.
They literally wrote articles saying that, like right as soon as he got hired.
They literally did.
Yeah,
that was very crazy.
See, all right. I'm not crazy. You think I make things up? See, this is one of the things that I don't appreciate about you. You think I make things up, but people, I'm just bringing what people are saying.
Let me just say this. You do make stuff up.
I don't make stuff up, dude.
You may not have made this up. You make stuff up, dude.
What do we got today, Marcos, for Goosies? No Goosies.
You make stuff up, dude.
I don't. All right.
What was that? Words.
I'll give you a pass. Your foot looks like it's going to fall off.
I can't even think right now. All right. First on our list of Goosies or no Goosies is our boy Bam Adebayo. He spoke after the season ended and discussed how he felt about our favorite rookie, the warehouse himself, Khalil Ware. This is Bam Adebayo.
I seen a kid that, you know, Spo didn't play in the beginning. He was begging him to play because he felt like he was a talent too. You know, at some point, he got his chance and he impacted Wynn.
37 so of them.
I'm proud of him. Obviously, he's going to keep developing. He's going to keep growing. He's going to keep being. He's going to keep wanting to be his best version of himself. And we expect him to do that. So, you know, seeing what I've seen outside, you know, not only out on that court, but also in the locker room, you know, how he's a great teammate. You know, he's willing to sacrifice for the betterment of the team. You know, I think, like I said before, I think he can be a great player in this league. You know, he can be one of the ones where we'll constantly be talking about every year of, you know, he could be in the contention of DPOY. Judging because, you know, y'all have seen it. He'll at some point think a guy got a layup and then it's 4 feet in the stands, 4 rows in the stands. So understanding that he does have a talent and he can showcase it.
I got the Goosies. I love it.
goose.
I like it. I think it's a nice mentorship thing to say. What did you think of him saying I was begging Spo to play him?
No comment.
So no gooses?
No comment. No, I got gooses with Bam said. I lost a little bit of goose.
Gooses.
When he mentioned Spo, having to beg Spo for somebody to play. Here.
Yeah, I just like the idea of Bam strolling down from the locker room to Spo's office, and he goes, hey, Spo, I noticed you put Haywood Highsmith back in the starting lineup today. What if, hear me out, we play the 7'1" kid tonight against the Hornets? Hit the bricks, Bam. All right, I'll coach the team. You go do you.
Hey, fine. I mean,
just a thought. You know what?
I've told you this before. I don't need the respect of the coaches. I don't need the respect of the organization. But you can't perform without the respect of the other guys that you play with.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, right, sometimes a coach has to be obligated to do that because the team, if the team wants that, they'll make sure that they succeed because they want to be right. And you back them into a corner too.
Jennifer, gooses? No gooses?
Probably after that conversation, they sent him to the Yotes.
I got the gooses.
All right. I like it.
Hey, why gooses. Can't we have... Hmm? Why we got to have intangible gooses?
I don't make the graphics.
I couldn't find any other graphics, so I apologize.
No, aren't.
Okay.
Okay. I was just curious. She was a little hard on you today. I know.
Wow.
She about bit my head off.
Oh, I'm sorry you were pulling my hair.
I did not pull your hair. Did not pull your hair.
Yanked it.
Frog Boy, gooses? No gooses for Bam's comments?
I will say gooses.
Gooses.
Although it did slightly piss me off that it seems like Eric Spoelstra was the only person in the entire world who didn't see that Khalil Ware could add value.
Eric Spoelstra is the only guy who treats his starting lineup like a bouncer. He's like IDing guys before they get in there. He goes,
especially if you're over 6'10".
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like 6'9 or under team only.
For sure.
What else you got, Marcos, for goose? No goose.
Let's get back into the Heat's exit interviews. This time we will visit Tyler Hero. He had plenty of interesting statements, including where he stands on a potential contract extension. This is Boy Wonder.
You've been a good sport and handled like a pro everything. You've dealt with the trade rumors for the two summers, starting coming off the bench, starting on the contract extension, which obviously there's that October 1st to 22nd window. Does it matter to you either way or under deal, under contract two more years anyway? Is that a big deal to you whether you get it in October?
Big deal. Not the biggest deal, but I mean, I would love to be here. The front office, the organization, I think the city, everyone knows how much I love Miami. I've been here since I was 18, 19. I got two kids here. So this is really home for me, you know, and I love being here. Basketball is why I'm here at the end of the day, and I want to win, and I know how badly this organization and the city wants to win. So I would love to be here, but we'll see what happens. If it doesn't get done, in October, I think we can get it done next summer. Just be a little bit higher of a price. So we'll see.
I wouldn't say
you kind of threw that out there.
I wouldn't say I got the gooses, but I like the answer. I like the confidence.
Hey, so you see what he did, right?
Yeah.
So he put him on notice. He's like, hey.
I will say,
if you don't do it this year, next year is going to cost you more.
It could cost him more because he could, like Wes told us, he could make all NBA. He could make, I mean, I don't think he's going to win MVP, but he's if he makes all NBA somehow, some way.
Oh, Smeathan.
Or, of course, Defensive Player of the Year.
How about not Defensive Player of the Year? How about a Defensive Player of the Year?
Smeathan says no jokey jokes after 4 points, right, pal.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, you're not allowed to laugh.
Hey. He don't need to be Defensive Player of the Year, but I liked him be a defensive player, a participant.
I like the confidence. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But, yeah, I do think that if there were going to be any negotiations for that extension, it sounds very much like he's saying, max extension or no extension. That's what that sounded like to me. So if the Heat said, you know, what if we do like a 300 extension?
Oh, no. He's why?
Like, oh, no, 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 no.
Because even now you could get, what, 40 a year? 45?
He's going to make like 50 a year. It'll bounce out to. It's like 3150, I think, is the extension.
Why would he sign for 300 then?
Why would he?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't sound like he is. I'm just saying.
No, but why would he? If the Heat, why? See, to me, that's more insulting than not giving him an extension.
Because there's no negotiations anymore?
Because you know for a fact exactly what he's going to make. He knows what he's going to make. And if he knows and you go to him with less than that.
Let me ask you this. I guess this is what I would say. If Tyler Herro was a free agent, would somebody pay him $50 million a year?
No. Wait.
A dumb team would do it.
No.
Someone's going to pay.
See, like think Brandon about this. Think about this. A team like Houston, as bad as they need scoring. Now, it's rumored that KD is going to go there.
Yeah.
But as bad as they need scoring, would they do it? Yes.
Okay.
It's just they have no scoring.
I understand. But this has now become the thing in the NBA where it's like just because you draft a guy and he's a good player, he's an all-star player, you have to pay them the max.
But that's the way the league
is
going.
That is how it is, but I don't know if like that doesn't...
Somebody's got to say no.
Now it's going to be one of those things where like because you get so tied up into these two guys, and now I get it. Like if I'm Tyler and I'm like, well, you paid Bam sight unseen. Like he got his money.
Bam is different.
I understand.
Bam
but that's what he's going to say. Tyler. That's what he's going to say. And so I'm saying, I'm wondering if the Heat, on all counts, is it just best? Let's see what this year happens. We'll see what happens.
I mean, they could do that, but the problem becomes that I've watched too many teams do that. Either give the early extension or not give the extension, and it costs them the player in the long end. So what happened to the Dolphins and Christian Wilkins.
Yes, but also you've seen plenty of in the NBA of guys who get then stuck in regret with a contract that they're like, would you think the Hornets would have given and maxed out LaMelo Ball?
Wait, how about Washington?
Oh, yeah. Oof. That's a great example.
They wanted so bad to have him on their team that they didn't realize they were winning 12, 13 games a year. They still going to give a guy a supermax. I don't know. I think to be honest with you, I think that the league should kind of do something to tweak that.
I agree.
Because
if it wasn't a question of like being tied up, like I would be like, hey, give Tyler Herro as much money as he's allowed to.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Once you have two all-star players who aren't superstars, you're
right. You shouldn't be stuck giving max contracts to guy like when I think of a max contract, I'm thinking Giannis, LeBron, Luka, you know what I mean? Anthony Edwards, right? Look at how many. If you take the name off of this guy, right? And I say, you can offer him a contract based on what he's done. He's not getting a max contract, and that's Joel Embiid.
Ugh.
But they've been maxing him out since day one.
What else you got for Goosey? Goosey's? Did you get the Goosey's? I didn't get the Goosey's, but I like the quote. I have no problem with the quote.
I don't have any problem with the quote, but it doesn't give me Goosey's because I'm almost terrified that in a year I'm going to be having, you know, we're going to be having this conversation every day.
No Goosey's.
Shin Goon looking like cocaine cowboys.
Is that Shin Goon?
Yeah.
He looks like Bad Bunny. Right?
Honestly.
He did.
Sometimes he misses a Bad Bunny.
But that dude looks skinny. Shin Goon's not that skinny.
Well, he probably doesn't look like that. Everybody, if you don't have a basketball jersey body, you can look bad, but you look fine. You know who that happened with me? Deion Waiters. Like, remember when Deion Waiters was getting fat shamed? And I walked in the locker room, I saw Deion Waiters shirtless. I killed it look like Deion Waiters. It's amazing. But basketball,
everybody else is so damn skinny.
Basketball jerseys are not flattering to some. Jennifer, Goosey's, no Goosey's for Tyler Hero?
No Goosey's.
Wow. All right.
No Goosey's.
Were you agreeing with Dade South's comments? Is that why?
Say Leroy wants a tax bracket on player stats.
The only max Tyler should get is max leg room in first class on a plane out of here.
Wow. You said that?
I did not say that.
Wow.
Jennifer.
Oh. It was on the screen. Wow. Very well, that was not me.
That's not how it's going to come across on the audio.
Here's the problem. The problem with all of this is that when you play on a team.
Do you want your other leg?
When you play on a team that just got shellacked, or you play on a team that's had problems, they immediately go to Tyler and talk about him scoring 4 points. Right? And I would say, like, go look around the league, man. They're not scoring 25 every single night.
Tough weekend for the intangibles.
Right. Ooh. Man, let me tell you something. Even half intangibles was terrible for the Lakers.
The only intangible had a good week was Max Strus. That's it.
And that's because he played the non-defensive intangible here.
Had a bad elimination game.
Did you, what do you got for Tyler? You got the Goosey's frog boy?
No, I agree with you. I like the quote. I like the way that he's honest about it, but I wouldn't say it's
Goosey's. It's not Goosey's. Yeah.
No Goosey's.
What do you got for number three?
Number three. Not sure if you guys saw this yesterday, but following the collapse of the Lakers yesterday, Hornets center Mark Williams tweeted a smile. And that's, if you guys are familiar with the name, this is the Lakers center, or almost a Lakers center, before they lemon-lawed his trade from the Hornets.
Yeah.
Sent him back.
How low you got to feel? And you fly all the way across the world, and they go, mm-mm.
No, sorry.
Lemon law.
I got the Goosey's. I love a good petty tweet.
Yeah.
I love a good petty tweet. That would be exactly my reaction.
Could have used a center yesterday.
They could have used a center yesterday.
No, he had a center. They didn't play him.
Well, I mean, come on, dude.
By the way, Dalton Connect didn't do anything.
Didn't play him. Remember when the Heat were idiots for not drafting Dalton Connect for two days? Look at that. You guys drafted Khalil Ware. You guys should have taken another intangible shooter.
Well,
it's just what we need.
Yeah.
You got the Goosey's from the petty tweet?
Yeah, I like the petty, but I like it for different reasons. I like it because they lemon lawed him, and he's the only one playing basketball.
Yep.
That's funny.
Jennifer?
Petty always wins.
Goosey's. Froggy?
I'm going to say Goosey's galore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give us one more there, frog boy.
All right. This was the day my wife was desperate to have our child on because she was desperately trying to avoid having a Cinco de Mayo baby. But fortunately, it didn't work out. But I want your opinion on this specific day. Sunday, May the 4th be with you, as it is Star Wars Day. Does Star Wars Day give you Goosey's or no Goosey's?
Watch yourself.
Oh, what do you mean watch myself?
Wow, we got a fan.
Be careful. Tread lightly.
Spicy. To get spicy.
No gooseys. I got to tell you. I'm sorry. I have nothing against Star Wars. It's right. A perfectly fine brand, but it ain't Rocky. I mean, Rocky's a way better series than Star Wars.
Sexy sauce. What the hell? The old love Star Wars. The best Star Wars movies are the new ones.
Oh, wow.
We did go to see the final one, I remember. And I didn't see the other two before that. We just all went as a show.
Yeah.
When it was with Robbie and Beast, we went to see the final Star Wars. I was very confused.
Yeah. But did you like what you saw?
Star Wars is very cool looking. Like, it's obviously it's pleasing to the eye. And I did like Mandalorian. I was a fan of Mandalorian. Although I didn't watch the last season.
There's another one, Andover.
I haven't watched any of that stuff.
I haven't watched any of it either.
Wow. But my son is gearing up now because he was like, what's all this Star Wars stuff? You know? He's very into series now. Like,
Tommy does a lot of research. Like,
a lot of research.
Goes through everything. Like,
we watched all the Godzillas,
which is crazy.
Now, how you feel about Star Wars?
He's a cool kid.
Enough with Godzilla.
What?
Listen, when did all of the beasts of the world have an MMA card? He's fought everybody. Him and King Kong were friends. They tag teamed and fought these other two people when they were beating the brakes off each other two movies ago.
They're destroying cities just for a pure movie entertainment.
They're getting ready for that silver.
Godzilla just mind his own business. All the people are thanking Godzilla for saving our city. And this creature, who I don't even know the name of, with seven heads, pops up on...
Oh.
How are all these creatures just living in the water?
It's a big ocean.
It's a big place.
What the hell?
I think that's where they sleep. They have to wake them up with nukes too, don't they?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, something gets blown. Ooh, no. So, no. Listen. Star Wars, if you watch Godzilla... You could kick rocks.
What?
Star Wars, at least has a plot. The bad guy and the good guy can talk. Right? That's it. You watch a movie with that, and then the other one with the seven heads. They spit fire in the mysterious...
Well, the people are talking.
Godzilla, mysteriously, from one movie. First, he was spitting fire. Movie, he was spitting blue fire. What happened? Did he collect enough rings underwater that now he can spit blue fire?
How do they communicate?
It's like, I'm going to kick your ass. Bring it on. Your arms are too short. Look at how long my legs are. Like, it's dumb. And then all of a sudden, who was in the jungle, all of a sudden made it all the way to Japan to fight Godzilla.
They needed a foe. By the way, he's a 9-year-old. He likes monsters.
No. Okay. Star Wars. There's a bunch of creatures in there.
I was saying this, by the way, to say, because he's gearing up to tell me to watch all the Star Wars with him. I don't know.
Maybe you'll have a new appreciation for it.
Listen, at least they're in English. They're going to read the entire movie.
He wouldn't watch a movie without electricity. Yeah, that COVID break got me messed up, right? But no.
All right, so
under no circumstances am I watching a Godzilla movie.
All right, so I assume you have Goosies for Star Wars Day?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. How do you not like Star Wars Day?
I didn't say I didn't like it. Just don't have the Goosies.
Really? No, perfectly. Goosies for Godzilla?
Rocky.
So you dress up for Star Wars Day for the Panthers?
Rocky!
Ooh, Rocky's way better than
Is that Godzilla still, or is that Rocky?
Hold on, you can't win, Rocky.
Maybe they don't like you.
That acting is just phenomenal, right?
It is phenomenal.
No, it's not.
It's great.
No, it's not.
Can't tell the difference between your Rocky and your Godzilla.
Me neither, because Rocky can't act.
Say that.
It's You're the only insulting his whole
Hold
being
on.
Right
I
now.
Love Rocky.
Yeah.
But it's the only movie in the world where they try to make a 5'8 guy the same size as a 6'5 guy.
Okay. He's not 5'8 and he attacked
he
the body.
5'8.
He attacked the body. Right.
Do you want what we have?
I don't need to call Antonio Tarver. I know you've already called Antonio Tarver about this.
Yeah. Nah, you be like, okay. And then furthermore,
he won the Cold War first.
Hey, no. Furthermore, a silverback gorilla is short.
Mm-hmm.
King Kong, so he's going to be the shortest. How all of a sudden did he become the same height as Godzilla when they were fighting?
Nukes.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Nukes blowing bigger?
Yeah, the radiation. That's how they get bigger.
Oh my god. Do you under?
That's how the movies work, dude.
Do you understand radiation? How? Like, yeah.
Plutonium.
You're making fun of this when you root for a little green thing that says, I talk backwards. Backwards talk I do.
Watch yourself. Watch. Let me tell you something. There is nothing cooler than playing with lightsabers. Me and Fonz, remember when they came out with the lightsabers? Oh, my goodness. We were in the front yard in the dark. Wait till it gets dark so we could be out there looking cool with our lightsabers. Oh my God, really? Man. What you do with Godzilla and King Kong? What's the cool toy?
The action figures. He gets to go.
That's not an action figure. You're moving it.
Or you press the button. They're like.
Yeah. A little recording. That's it.
We got to take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.